Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. Join us as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here's David.
Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is David Holtz, your host and founder of Soma Energetics. Soma Energetics is an international company that distributes tuning forks and also trains people in the use of how to use tuning forks in the energy body as well as the physical body. We're a company that's been around almost 16 years, and we have teachers in 12 different countries around the world, and we're translated in several languages. And we're glad to be with you today on this particular podcast. And here's my side buddy and director of Soma Energetics, Tim Leach. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm great, David. How are you tonight?
I'm doing really good, and I'm really excited about our guests that we're going to introduce.
Yeah, this is going to be
just
fun.
A little bit. Yeah, so this is an opportunity for you that are listening live to call us in and get a wonderful energy angel
card reading.
Tuning fork reading. I don't know what to call it. But she's actually going to bring in some archangels and also some tuning of our tuning forks. And she is wonderful. So you're in for a great experience. I'll go ahead and give our number. We'll be giving it out. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And you can call us live in just a moment, and we will let you have this wonderful experience in this reading with Joe Ellen Powley, who's with us right here in the studios here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, Joe Ellen, we're glad to have you tonight. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you, David and Tim, for inviting me.
Great. So, Soma Energetics is able to give people the very sacred frequencies of the solfeggio. And if you've not heard of solfeggio, you should Google solfeggio and learn about these very sacred and ancient sounds that have been around a long time through the centuries, been lost and found again several times, and have been rediscovered in this time for this time, and this time meaning the transformation that's going on our planet. So actually we're witnessing this great breakdown of old systems because of a new energy that's breaking through. And that's what my vision and my passion has been for a lot of years, is how do we help this energy to come into our third energy and fourth energy time space to raise the vibratory frequency. And the Lord knows that we need to raise the vibratory frequency of the inhabitants of this planet with all that is going on right now. So it's a great opportunity for us to do that. But we also want to help you, the individual, what you're going through, because we know to follow a spiritual path right now means a lot of changes are going on in your life and a lot of shifting is going on. And what was the norm of third dimension is not quite the norm of as we move into fifth dimension. So in a time of crises and repatterning our life and what life means, I really believe that Joellen's going to be able to help you to understand a little bit more about your path and what you're going through.
So Joellen has tonight a custom deck that she's created. She can talk about that if she'd like in a second. Let me talk about the tuning fork she has in front of her. She has the ancient solfeggio frequencies that you were mentioning, David. They are a set of six color tuning forks that Soma Energetics ties to each chakra, and that's how Joellen will refer to them as she uses them with you, is chakras and perhaps angels that are tied to certain chakras. And then there's a second set of forks that we used in our Phase 3 class and a video that we have out that ties the DNA and RNA amino acid forks to archangels to help the planet at this time. So those are two specific archangels. So Joellen, welcome. I see we've already got a couple of callers waiting online. So go ahead and explain a little bit about what you want to do or how you want the caller to to interact.
What I want to do too is explain how I got to the cards and the tuning forks.
Okay.
That I started just with cards, graduated from Doreen Virtue School of Angel Card Reading, and after taking the class with you and David, I felt the tuning forks would go with the cards because so many people that come to me have issues at the root chakra, at the throat chakra. So I felt I could incorporate the angel cards with the tuning forks and work on their areas that were coming up in the cards repetitively with when I was doing them. So I incorporated the two.
How fun. We're so excited. We had a little taste of it before the program tonight, and it was spot on.
So, always fun.
So all right. So I think it's Don we're dealing with as the producer here. So Don, go ahead and bring in Marianne Collins on line two there. Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Are you looking for a specific answer? Do you have something on your mind? Do you want to share it with me or hold it to yourself? Tell me what you want to do.
I'm just open to whatever angel message wants to come through.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. I'm doing a three-card spread. I don't know if you're familiar with cards, but the first card usually deals with the past, things that are over with, but they're still illuminating in your body. And that first card is telling me that you're having trouble with your sixth chakra, which is Archangel Metatron. Your sixth chakra is your divine inspiration, your divine guidance from spirit, from heaven above. So that's telling me in the past you're having trouble receiving your messages or getting them clearly to yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So to get that reversed, I would be using the Metatron tuning fork and the purple tuning fork to work on your body to see if we can't get that more open to experience. And I'm going to clank them together very gently. I don't know if you can hear it, but they're working. Even through the airwaves, they will be working deep down inside.
I hear them.
Okay. So what I want you to do is work with Archangel Metatron. You could look up some things on that angel. He works a lot with children. His name translates of God, so he's up there with a lot of the archangels. The next card is Gifts from God, and that's Archangel Sandalphon, and I would use that for your DNA tuning with one of David's tuning forks for Sandalphon. And what this is telling me is you have a lot to be thankful for, that the blessings are all around you, and you need to really open up your eyes and understand those. Okay?
I think it thanks every day, many times a day.
Wonderful. And the last card for the future is your heart chakra. So that's telling me your heart is in the right place, but it's not meeting the mind and accepting it. So getting the heart and mind together and feeling that your heart is more your mind and forget all that outside chatter. Okay?
Okay.
And what I would work on, again, would be the heart chakra with the tuning forks. And again, very gently in that area, to open it up and to clear out any old heart breaks or anything that's been heavy on your heart, to make sure your heart and brain become one. Okay?
Very interesting. Yes, thank you.
Thank you for calling, Marianne. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, I think it may work best if you tap away and then go to the microphone. It sounded really great. It sounded really resonant in the microphone when you did that, so that worked really well. And give them a second or two experience. You know, it takes a minute for the brain to break.
All right, let's also give our phone number out again for you that want to call in. It is 888-627-6008 again. That is 888-627-6008. So if you're winning an angel tuning reading with Joellen Pally, who's with us in the studio, please give us a call. I believe we've got a caller waiting.
Yeah, Pam on line three.
Yep.
Hello.
That's me.
Hey, Pam. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're doing this. It's good.
Where are you from, Pam?
I am from TKK, South Carolina.
Oh, great. You're right here.
Yeah.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. I'm going to do the same three-card spread and see what the angels have to say to you. Okay?
All right.
And the first card I have is from Archangel Sandalphon. So, again, he is the angel of gifts, He is the angel that works with our DNA. And I'm going to sound that fork so you can experience it too. So I just want you to listen and absorb that sound. And take a nice deep breath and get that into your heart chakra. So with Archangel Sandalphon, again, he wants you to realize what you have. And again, it's almost that the past is done and time to move on. Okay?
Yeah,
the next card is the heart. So Archangel of the Heart is Raphael. He is he who heals. And he does a lot of work with the heart. And I'm going to sound that fork for the heart because he really wants to get in there and open that heart chakra. And take a deep breath from the heart because that heart needs a lot of healing. Archangel Raphael is working on that. And I like to use Archangel Raphael at night when you're sleeping. His color is green, and I want you to think of that green light in your heart, around your heart, till it explodes out of your heart into your whole body. And picture that green light head to toe, clearing everything out. And he's a real good healer. And the last card is Archangel Metatron. Again, for the future, listening to your divine intuition, listening to what the messages you're getting in your mind, you need to trust your intuition. The angels are really strong in saying that you don't always trust your intuition and you need to trust it more. Okay?
Yes, you're right.
I'm glad.
Thank you, Pam, for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Take care. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening. Thank you, Pam, for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, super. And now we have, I think, what do we have? Gina on line 4.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm doing a 3-card spread, and the first card I have is strategy. So what that's telling me is in the past, you didn't have a plan. You didn't know which way you were going. So the angels are saying in the past, you didn't have a plan. Now you need a plan. You need to write down what you want and be very specific in it. I get the feeling that you were one that didn't have that right intention. And you would say, this isn't working out, but the angels didn't know what you wanted. So if you really want something to work out, you have to be specific with your angels. Ask and you shall receive from them. And you need to really write down those specifics, okay? So that's the past.
Okay.
So for the future, I want you to plan better and write it down and really be specific in what you want. For the present, you have the 5th chakra, Archangel Gabriel. So what I would do is work on your 5th chakra with the tuning fork for Gabriel. And also your throat. I'm going to sound those so you can hear them. Take a deep breath in. So with that 5th chakra, this is telling me you're not verbalizing what you need to verbalize. You're not getting your words out. That's your throat. His color is blue. So I want you to speak your truth. I want you to get your power back in verbalizing what you need to say, because I'm getting a feeling you don't always say what's on your mind, and you're swallowing hard, and you're having a couple of little throat issues where you're constantly doing that clearing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I want you to verbalize and not internalize, because doing that, as David teaches in his classes, this is where the diseases will come from. So we have to keep working on that etheric body around us. And the last card is envy, and that's for the future. So for the future with envy, it's telling me that there are people around you that are envious. And you think to yourself they don't have a reason to be, but this is just telling you to be on the lookout for people that are just envious of your spirituality, of your emotions, not so much of what you have, but the way you carry yourself. Okay?
Yeah, that is so right on time, because that's already started to manifest.
Okay. So I want you to come up with a plan. Number one, I say use the angels for protection. And number two, radiate love from the heart, because nothing goes against the love. Okay?
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Okay. Wait, they're calling in. So it looks like we have. Do you want to repeat or ask the next caller? Do they want to share something? Do they want or they just want to keep something in mind? Or
okay.
Because I don't know that everybody heard that.
Okay.
So I think next one would be Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
Hello, Christina.
Online. There we go.
All of you.
Okay.
Is there a particular problem you want to ask the angels about, or you just want to hear what their messages are?
No, if you don't mind, I'd love to hear what their messages are.
Okay. Not a problem. The first card from the angels are the Angel of Strength, but it's in the reverse position. And the Angel of Strength has to do with all your chakras. The card has all the colors of the chakras, which are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. So I would use all the tuning forks at one session to work on every chakra. So I'm going to let you hear the root and the orange together so you can hear the sounds of those. And then we're going to do a little bit of the solar plexus. The heart. The throat. And lastly, the third eye. And then tapping them all together. And take a nice deep breath and absorb that vibrational sound energy. So this is also telling me that in the past you're having trouble with your strength and your whole body balance, that you were just feeling really out of sorts. And this is not something you've done to yourself. This is something that people around you have taken away your power and your strength. So we would work on all the chakras, getting that back so that your future would be really stress-free and enlightened. The next card is the third eye chakra, which is telling me right now you need to listen to the messages you're getting in your third eye, and it's safe for you to see the energy and the love coming from Spirit, Mother, Father, God, and listening to it and really taking heed to the messages, whether you want to write them down each day, but you're receiving them, but you need to pay attention to them more and listen to them and use their guidance for your life. And the last card is the third chakra, Archangel Shamuel, which again, I would work on your third chakra, which is yellow. And that has a lot to do with your solar plexus and also your power. And that was the first card we got, was your strength and your power. So I want you to regain your power back. And you need to do that. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Okay.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank
right.
you.
All right. You have a great evening. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay. It's we're about time for a quick commercial break. We've got another caller on the line. If you're Sharon, if you'll just hang on, we'll be with you right after the break. And we'll be back in just a minute.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Holtz at the turn of the century. utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
Welcome back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. And we're so glad to have with us our guest, Joellen Pauley, who is doing wonderful readings for us today and to help you that are calling in. We're so thankful for you that are waiting online. We'll be with you in just a moment. We're actually doing an Archangel tuning with tuning forks session. This is absolutely amazing what Joellen has been able to do to put the cards and the tuning forks together. So, Joellen, again, we're glad to have you, and we're going to turn this over to you and go to our next caller.
I think it's Sharon on line three, I think, would be next.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi, yes. Sharon.
Hi, Joellen. I want to know what the angels would say about my health issues now.
Okay,
from first
Sharon.
The heart surgery until okay. Now the pneumonia.
Okay. The first card I have, and this is the past, which is Archangel Michael. So Archangel Michael is the root chakra, has to do with courage. And basically, your courage was taken away through all this. You were second-guessing, second-doubting yourself, just not feeling up to par. So Michael's the cord cutter, and he's also clearing out. So I'm going to do those forks because I want you to hear those. And take a deep breath. So the root chakra is one of those birth form chakras. So it has to do way back in ancestral at the root. And what I want to tell you about that is your courage will be coming back. And Michael is he who is like God. So he's one of the divine healers. The next card is the Angel of Balance. And it's in the reverse position. So this is telling me that you are out of balance. So the angels are feeling you're doing too much and not getting enough back. This is very typical of a lot of women because we're constantly going, doing, and we forget to do for ourselves. So the angels say you're out of balance. So I would probably, again, use all the tuning forks to balance all the chakras, in addition to the DNA tuning forks to balance the brain waves to also get those going. But I'm just going to use two of the DNA forks because I want you to hear the sounds of those. And just take a deep breath and inhale.
And then you mentioned you would use all the forks?
All the forks,
okay.
Yes.
Here's the sound of all the forks.
So I'd like to also say that the word that you have to learn is no. To get your balance back, you have to say no more. And if you're going to do with the universe, with spirit, mother, father, God, you need to get something back. So, okay, I'll do this, but I need this done for me because you're out of balance. And we need to get your yin and your yang, your male and female energies balanced to get the diseases under control. And the last card, which is the future, are the angels saying angel therapy, and it's Archangel Raphael. So he is the angel of healing. He is the medicine man of heaven. So he wants you to give him a try and use him more. Green is his color, so wearing more green And again, picturing that green light head to toe from the top of your head to your feet when you go to sleep at night, that green light healing. And I would use the Archangel Raphael tuning fork and the heart chakra tuning fork, which is green. And I'm going to play those for you now. Take a nice deep breath. Hear that vibration. And it clears out all that negativity, all that lower energies out of your body. So Raphael is saying it's going to be okay. You're going to get better. And this was just all part of your path that you had to experience this. Okay, Sharon?
Thank you so much, Joanne.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you, Sharon, for
Thank
calling.
You for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think we've kind of lost track as to who's on what line. So when we'll just ask for the next caller, and when we bring you in, if you could give us your first name and maybe where you're from, we'll
get the phone we'll number again direction. If you'd like.
Yeah, there you go.
888-627-6008. That again is 888-627-6008. So if you want to call in and get a angel tuning reading from Jo Ellen, you can call us at this number.
Yeah, this is really fascinating that you're combining. So you've been doing readings for how long? How did you
for about
get
10
into,
years?
Is that right?
Doing readings. I got into it through premonition dreams, and they came true, and I just felt I had to use that knowledge for more to help people.
So you kind of I noticed you came in tonight with lots of decks. So I take it that's over the decade, kind of a collection that's
correct,
happened.
Correct. And you learn decks better and you love decks a little bit better. I love working with Raphael and Michael. So I use a lot of Michael and Raphael and Archangels.
Yeah. Okay. Looks like we've got Colleen on line two.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a specific question for the angels?
I do. I would kind of like to know where I'm going to be heading next spiritually, or what direction I should be going into, or what's going to happen next.
Let's see what they have to say. The first card is the past, and it's saying that in the past you were using a lot of archangels and asking for their help, but it also is telling me that you're not always taking their help and using your divine guidance. So spiritually, the angels want you to listen a little bit deeper and really connect more with them. Okay? The next card is Archangel Michael. So he works with the root chakra, and he works with courage. And the angels are saying that you need to definitely use your courage more in your next career path. So something more with helping people, and something with your root chakra. Okay?
Okay.
And the last card for the future is the Angel of Balance. That again, like other women, you're doing too much and not getting anything back. So I would like you to do something that you're rewarded, you find your joy in, and that you don't come home drained and tired and exhausted. I want you to use more the angels to meditate and ask them, where should I go next? And see what messages you get.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm noticing we're seeing some of the same cards show up, sometimes in different order for different people.
Correct. Yeah. And that's why it's different for each person on the order that they're coming in.
So you're kind of you're kind of shuffling the deck, in between calls here.
Yes. So they have a good mix up.
Okay. Well, go ahead and do one maybe a three card for me.
Okay.
And let's see. I'm kind of curious about a new venture from the it's actually more specific about a new product we're looking at launching. So
okay, So the first card is prosperity.
Well, that's a good card.
So that's telling me, you know, your plans are going to be prosperous. And if you notice the card, it's that cornucopia, that abundance. Mm-hmm. So not only prosperity financially, emotionally,
right.
Well,
prosperity
internally.
Prosperity comes in many forms, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, we teach that with the church too. And I notice it's right side up. So
correct.
That's, so that's
positive.
So prosperity's flowing in the right direction.
Okay. Right. If it was inverted, then it would be the block.
Exactly.
So this card, wrong side, deceit. Mm-hmm. So again, end of a deceitful period. And it's not so much deceitful, deception from somebody, where somebody may have not been trusted or you had your doubts. Mm-hmm. So in the reverse position is you don't have to worry anymore about
that
it.
That time is over.
Right.
Okay.
And then the last card is you are safe.
Oh.
And that's Archangel Michael again saying that he's protecting you and safe for the next move, safe for the business venture, what you're planning on going to.
Well, super. These have been right on. I know you did one earlier for David, and they've just been
good.
So, okay, and we have a call-in number, of course, of 888-627-6008. And if you're outside the country, it's a direct line to 323-744-4831.
So let's talk about chakras. You know, we're assuming everybody out there listening knows about chakras. And I know a lot of people use the word, but I've sort of found out in doing my classes and just asking people, tell me what a chakra is, that they're not really clear on the definition of a chakra. So I like Carolyn Mace's term, for you that know her, that chakras are energy databases. In other words, they're places where we store our story energetically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you had some that you were reading tonight that you used the first tuning fork, which is a root tuning fork, root. And the root covers anything that happened from the time we were being formed in our mother's womb to the time that we're about 5 years old. So it's very tribal stuff. It's our connection to coming into the incarnation in which we've chosen. And then we go up to about 6 years old. We start really going to school and leaving the tribe and having relationships with other people. And then as we move to around 12 years old, we start feeling our own bodies. So we move into that adolescent place where we start feeling our relationship with self. So your first three chakras are tribe, others, and self. And I notice a lot of diseases are in that area in human beings, and especially in this country, with cervical cancers, prostate cancers, you've got kidney issues, you've got gallbladder issues, which is water issues, and then you've got digestion in the solar plex, and you've got colon, and then all of that. And I really believe that collectively it's because we've suppressed our sexuality, for instance, as a first and second chakra.
Agree.
And we don't like talking about that in this country. We didn't think it was the right thing to do, so we've been very suppressed in that area. So if you look at where we've been suppressed, you see where disease is popping up, which is what happens when we let toxicity build up in the body. So we have a caller.
Yeah, we have,
good.
I think, Mary online, too.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
How are you
Hi,
tonight?
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I have a question about a legal matter that has been going on for quite a while.
Okay. I'm going to give the cards a shuffle and see what the angels have to say about that.
Okay.
Right off the bat, I get that it's not your fight, though. Is that true?
Yes and no. Yes.
Okay. That it's more someone else. The first card is the seventh chakra. So with your legal matter, are you getting everything that's being transmitted to you? And I want to do the tuning fork for that because I want you to hear that. And that's Archangel Uriel. And her color is a beautiful purple. So wearing that color, calling her in, she is the angel that's going to get those messages to you.
Okay.
Deep breath. So are you listening to what's coming through to the brain, to the heart, not to the brain where you want to act on it, but to the heart? So I want you to think about that with the legal matter, because that's what she's here to help you with. The next card is your fourth chakra, and it's the heart archangel Raphael. So your legal matter, you have to take it out of the heart, because it's a legal matter. It has nothing to do with your heart. And that's where David was just talking about chakras and diseases. This is where heart attacks, high blood pressure, open heart surgeries. You don't want to disease our beautiful, loving hearts. So I'm going to do those tuning forks. Deep breath. So the angels, first thing always say with a legal matter, look at it from the other point of view, the other person's view, and look at it if it was not your own. How would your answer be? So I want you to take that as a different matter. And then lastly, the card is spread your wings. So spread your wings is telling me that you're going to come out okay. You're going to be flying again. And that's also Archangel Ariel. And her message is, do not hold back now. So say what you have to say. Get it out. Let it go.
Ariel with an A?
Yes, A-R-I-E-L. And
okay.
The time is perfect.
Or was that Uriel?
Ariel with an A. The first card was Uriel. The second card was Raphael. Okay? And she's one of the archangels. So you might want to look up more that what she does so you'll know more about her. Okay?
Hey, Mary. How are you? This is David Holtz.
I don't read
the cards like Joel, but I do read when I hear the tuning forks. And the fact that your heart kept coming up, I'd just like to offer this to you. But something is telling me to tell you that you already know this answer in your heart, but there is that disconnect she was talking about with the brain, and I really feel that we've connected that up for you. So really get quiet and listen to that heart, and you're going to absolutely get the answers to this situation, which is a good situation. I'm getting a good feeling that whatever you're into is a good way to go forward for you. So I just wanted to throw that in for you.
Oh, David, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for calling.
It had to do with a bad product that's off the market, an injury to me. And it's beyond just me. It's a lot of people involved.
I understand.
Well, still kind of in limbo.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad place to be sometimes. It's an opportunity to listen to our heart for something even better and greater to happen. So we're believing that for you.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Same to you. Okay, let me give our calling number one more time here, 888-627-6008. International, I think that just works in the U.S., and then international, 323-744-4831. And we'll take a quick break, our last break of the show. We'll take a quick break and be back in just a moment.
We'll be back with more of today's program on Science, Sound, and Spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz.
And welcome back. Thank you so much. I think we have a caller on the line. Tom John, I believe, is who he said was on the phone.
Yep, Tom John from Devil's Lake.
North Devil's Dakota. Lake, where's that at?
Way up at the top of the North Dakota, in the basically center of the state. I call it South Canada.
That's a good one.
That's great. What's on your mind tonight? Joellen's here with us.
Well, I came across some information the last couple of days I've been thinking about, and I want to know if you ask your angels if the earth is flat and the moon is a disc. Are we living on a flat earth? I want to know.
Okay.
From a different perspective.
Okay.
That's very different.
All right. The first angel is Archangel Shamuel, and she's saying your life's purpose is a blessed career. So whatever you're doing, Tom, is the best thing you should be doing. So whatever your career is, it's a good career. The next one is your second chakra, Archangel Ariel, and that's your creativity, but it's out of balance. So that's telling me I would use the orange tuning fork to work on that second chakra to open it up and get a little bit more out. So I'm going to tap them, and I want you to listen and take a deep breath. So this is the second chakra, meaning that maybe there's more creative energies that you have that you're not using, that you should be using. Also, second chakra has to do with your security, your emotions, your sexuality, and your pathway to good health. And last card for you is your base chakra. So that's the root chakra. And with that, positive thoughts create positive energy, especially for your home, career, finances. And again, I would work on the root chakra. And I'm going to let you hear that. Deep breath in. And feel that vibration down into the root to clear that out. And to answer your question, the angels basically say, whatever you want to believe, Tom, is fine with them. Okay?
Okay, how can you lose?
You can't.
Not with the angels. They're not going to let you lose ever.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got time for one, maybe two more. So let me give you the number one more time. 888-627-6008. Okay, In the meantime,
so you're hearing these wonderful tuning forks that Joellen has been using, which again are called SOFA, or solfeggio sounds, and they are the tools that we teach in Soma Energetics. So I hope that you that are listening to us will get on our website and look at our wonderful websites that give so much information. You can get YouTubes, and what we're looking for, or what we're putting the call out for by being on here, is the call to light workers to begin to come together. We must reach critical mass at this particular time. So we really want to encourage you to look at tools that you can use to open up portals and pathways to get in that new energy, because we need it really bad in this third dimensional world. So I believe we've got another caller online.
Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
How are you doing?
That's a beautiful name, Sabrina.
Thank you.
So do you have a specific question for the angels?
No.
Okay, so you just want to hear what they have to tell you.
Yeah.
The first card is Broken Heart, and that's from the past. So that's telling me in the past that maybe your heart chakra needs some work, but it's in the past. So letting go of the broken heart, letting go of past loves or past romances, and moving on. So I'm going to use those tuning forks so you can hear that heart chakra. Take a deep breath. So that is in the past. The angels want you to know they recognize the broken heart, but to let go of it. The next card is your third eye. And the angels want you to know it's safe for you to see the energy of love in all forms, but that's also in animals, in people, and you have a good connection with the animals. And to use your intuition, you have a lot of healing capabilities with your third eye, and you get the information in, but you don't always act on it. So I want you to start listening to that information and using it more. And the last card is appreciation, and this goes for yourself, that you don't always appreciate what you have in yourself. Other people do, and they give you compliments, but you need to take that in and really live it, believe it, and feel it. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
For calling.
Thank you so much.
All right. We started earlier talking about what are chakras and their energy databases, if we're calling them, where we store our energy. And we went through 1 through 3. So why don't we give 4, 5, and 6 real quickly. So moving from the root to the sacral area to the lumbar, the 4th actually is the heart. That's the heart area. Now, the other lower 3 are more our human experience. Again, it's our tribe, the family we're born in, our incarnation, our ancestry. And then 2nd is our creativity, our sexuality, our ability to connect with other people outside of our tribe. And 3rd is our self, the self. And then the 4th is really where we enter into this really inner spiritual journey. It's through the heart. The heart is the door, the open place in which we move in to hear what the Spirit has to say. Now, like the angels that are coming through for many of you tonight are coming through from the heart. They speak from the heart, not the brain. They speak from the heart. So we all need to practice more of that by opening our heart, clearing out our heart, and not letting our heart be shut down. It's very important that we have an open heart. That is the element of air. Then we go to the 5th. We go to the one that I find the most in clients is the throat chakra, because the higher self or true self is always looking for a voice in which it can speak through and extend itself out into this world. So speaking your truth doesn't mean just saying what you think is true, but it means your truth coming from your higher self. Wisdom. I want to say wisdom. There's a difference in knowledge that's in the brain and wisdom that's in the heart that comes up through the throat, and you speak wisdom. So it's very important we keep that cleared out and speak our truth and let our real self come through. Then we move to the 6th one, of course, is called the brow chakra or the 3rd eye or the eye of enlightenment, which is very important that we're able to see through more and more of illusions around us and appearances, because things just don't interpret as well the way we see them sometimes. We all know that. You can't judge a book by the cover. You can't know a person by just looking at their body. And you can't know yourself either by just knowing yourself as a physical body. You have to understand your energy bodies, your mental, your emotional, your astral, and how that all becomes a part of your etheric template that drives everything physically, including even cells that are constantly being destroyed and recreating themselves. And just imagine about raising your vibratory frequency of the way cells are created to give you a higher frequency body. Maybe a body of light. How about that? A body of light. Now, when you put all these forks together, you get the 7th sound. And that is at the crown, which is really white light. A lot of people call it purple or indigo, but actually it's white light. Because if you look at the saints, you're going to see white halos around their head and so on and so forth. So that is the presence of everything that connects us to the divine and connects us to our higher spiritual selves. So the chakras are just more than a term and a word that's popular, but actually very important that we keep ourselves attuned through the chakras with our higher information that is guiding us. And that's what most of you called about, because you wanted to know a direction. You want to know about a business deal. You want to know what's ahead of you. We're all looking for guidance of some kind. And that's the path that we really want to be on. So that's what the chakras, which is a Hindu or a Sanskrit word that just means wheel, because when you see them, they follow the torsion spin or spiral that looks like a wheel.
also, as you said, known as by Carolyn Mace's energetic database.
The energetic databases. I really like that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so Joellen, you offer several things. So when people come sometimes now for a tuning, you'll incorporate a reading beforehand. How
Correct.
Does that work?
I'll do a reading beforehand, see what areas or chakras, as David said, are being blocked, so I can zone in on those areas instead of doing a whole body tuning that may not be necessary for someone who's spiritually enlightened. It may be more a heart, solar plexus area. And then I incorporate the angels with those areas also. And then the angel tuning forks for the DNA, especially with David talking about the diseases. So many of my clients have various stomach, throat diseases that are going on. So I can maybe put those at ease and block them from furthering disabling them.
Yeah. And we need to say we are not in any way diagnosing a disease. We're just saying that energetically, if we do not balance and take care of things, they do somehow end up in our physical body, because that's cause, and we want to work with effect.
Correct.
I mean, we want to work with cause and not effect. I get that backwards. Correct. Because they kind of go both ways, if you think about it. If you find what's an effect in the body, you can trace it back to the cause. But I love the idea that using energy and tuning forks, for instance, in our case, that you can find patterns that hadn't made it into the physical yet. And if you change that cause, you can eliminate the effect of ever happening. And that's called preventive energy medicine. Preventive. And we all need to not wait until we get the diagnosis from the doctor about the disease, but we all need to get a tune-up. We tune our pianos, we used to tune our cars, and we all have off days where we feel we're off-tuned, but how often do you get a tuning? And that's what Some Energetics helps to teach people all over the world how to use tuning forks on themselves, their friends, their families, and with clients if they so choose to do that.
So you do those, what you just mentioned, the reading and the tunings in person. Do you do that over the phone also, or just that in person?
Over the phone and in person.
Okay, and so you can also offer readings over the phone. So you
Correct.
You call your company, so to speak, the service that you offer, Heart-Centered Healing.
Yes.
How wonderful. So you can reach Joellen at 704-351-2841. That's 704-351-2841. If you'd like to connect with her and see about getting some sort of a private session, either over the phone or if you happen to be in the great state of North Carolina, she'll be glad to meet with you in person. So, all right. Well, that just about does it for us with Soam Energetics. As you heard on the breaks, you can reach us at soamenergetics.com. Or you can give us a call at 980-949-8921. Thank you so much for tuning in for this special broadcast.
And thank you, Joellen,
for being
with us. It's been fun. It's been informative. And we've helped some people out there. And we'll continue as this broadcast is available. So thank all of you that have been listening tonight. And we'll see you in 2 weeks from tonight at the same time.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soam Energetics. For more information, please visit us at www.soamenergetics.com. Thank you for joining us here on BBS Radio for Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.